DW.
The Chinese electric vehicle startup NIO has its showroom in one of China's most exclusive and most expensive addresses, the ground floor of the Shanghai Tower. At 632 meters, it's the second tallest skyscraper in the world. Around 20 people are sizing up NIO's ES8 seven-seater SUV. It's 5 meters long and has more than 600 horsepower, with a top speed of 200 kilometers per hour. It can go from 0 to 100 in under 5 seconds. A 40-year-old man visiting Shanghai on business is standing next to one of these electric SUVs.
This car has everything I need. I also like NIO's service concept. They make everything according to their customers' needs.
The ES8, which starts at just under 60,000 euros, has been on the market since last summer. This businessman has ordered one. It will be delivered in a few weeks.
The high price is okay, because I wanted a premium car anyway. It was important to me to have 7 seats, and it needs to be an electric car because I live in Beijing.
He wouldn't be able to drive a traditional gas guzzler in Beijing. In fact, he wouldn't even be able to get a license plate or registration. The streets of the Chinese capital are so congested that car registration is being raffled off. On average, only one out of every 350 applicants even gets a license plate. China's other metropolises are facing the same problem. New registrations for traditional cars with combustion engines are being auctioned off, raffled, or simply sold at a very high price. Some now cost as much as 10,000 euros. Bill Russo is a consultant for the car industry in Shanghai.
8 cities in China have plate restrictions. But if you buy a new energy vehicle, you don't have a plate restriction. You don't have to win a lottery to get the license plate. And it's free.
Chinese authorities are making cars with combustion engines less attractive to push consumers to buy more electric cars. And China's state and party leaders have introduced a quota that forces all automobile manufacturers to produce a certain number of electric cars. This percentage is expected to increase in the coming years. China's leaders are decisively moving forward with their plans to transition to electric-powered cars. The country has already become the largest market for NEV cars, or new energy vehicles, which refers to both all electric cars and hybrids that rely on a battery and conventional fuel. China's automobile market saw a decline in 2018. For the first time in 25 years, the number of new car sales dropped. But that only applied to traditional cars. Electric car sales are seeing strong growth in China, more so than in other countries. In fact, 2018 was the first time that China sold more than 1 million electric cars and hybrids, roughly 5% of the cars sold in the country last year. By way of comparison, only 2% of the new cars registered in Germany last year were electric, according to the Federal Motor Transport Authority. Bill Russo says that in the future, building a battery-powered car won't be more expensive than building one that runs on gas.
Bloomberg's prediction over the next 10 years that'll happen sometime in the middle of the next decade. At that point in time, the market forces will drive the demand for electrification. And that's where I think China doesn't have to push anymore. It can allow the market to pull.
The electric car offensive launched by China's state leadership has made a handful of startups into big names, though for the most part, only in China. Next to NIO, companies like Weltmeister and Byton have become forces to be reckoned with over the last few years. And they've benefited from a financial and political boost from leaders in Beijing and internet companies with close ties to the government. With specially organized events, these electric car startups are building an image as the future face of automobiles. At this perfectly executed performance in Shanghai last year, Byton introduced its first SUV to invited guests. The atmosphere was like a pop concert. Byton co-founder Daniel Kirchert, outfitted with a small earpiece and microphone, strolls across the huge stage. In nearly perfect Chinese, he outlines Byton's philosophy. He drops slogans like, improve your car, improve your life, and we want to make driving a feel-good experience. Kirchert used to be a manager at BMW. And then later worked at the Japanese luxury car producer Infiniti, a subsidiary of Nissan. About 3 years ago, he founded Byton along with Carsten Breitfeld, another BMW alumnus. They both knew from the get-go that they wanted their new company in China to build only electric cars.
Ich bin felsenfest überzeugt davon, genau wie Carsten Breitfeld, dass die Zukunft elektrisch ist.
I am absolutely convinced, just like Carsten Breitfeld, that the future is electric. We both had the feeling that traditional automobile companies weren't particularly interested in pushing towards electric, which is why we believe that a startup has a chance.
Das möglichst schnell voranzutreiben und dass wir deswegen glauben, dass ein Startup eine Chance hat.
But these Chinese startups don't just plan on ditching combustion engines to concentrate solely on e-mobility. This new generation of car manufacturers wants more than just new technology. They're planning on doing nothing less than rethinking the entire concept of driving.
Das eine ist Elektrifizierung, das andere ist natürlich, dass das Fahrzeug wirklich jetzt connected und smart wird.
It's about electrification, but it's also about becoming connected and smart. Cars are going to work like smartphones in the future. I've seen how German companies have a very different approach when it comes to this. They don't come at it like a tech company or an internet company. They are all about German engineering. Car manufacturers will have to successfully combine all of these areas in the future. Of that, we are convinced.
Und das zukünftige Produkt, da sind wir felsenfest überzeugt davon, muss diese beiden Bereiche erfolgreich kombinieren.
The founder and CEO of NIO is also convinced that his company is doing a better job at combining tech and engineering than the other big name companies. Li Bin, who also goes by William Li, is 45 and a self-made billionaire. His company is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. He thinks the smaller startups like NIO have an advantage over traditional automakers in Europe, the US, and Japan.
The big companies are too big. That prevents them from making progress. They might have the money and the right people, but in times like these, when everything is changing so rapidly, they're simply not as fast as we are when it comes to making the right decisions.
First of all, thank you for coming, sharing this.
It's the beginning of January. Sitting at a large table in a hotel conference room in Beijing is Herbert Diess, the CEO of Volkswagen, Europe's largest car manufacturer. For around an hour, he fields questions from a dozen journalists on VW's strategy for China. Experts say without the Chinese market, VW would probably have to close up shop. VW is especially dependent on China. Along with its subsidiaries Audi, Porsche, and Seat, the German giant sells 4 out of 10 cars here. When it comes to VW's own cars, every other buyer is Chinese. Despite its strong sales, even VW realizes it needs to pay attention to the Chinese market. In 2018, VW made gains despite the downturn. It even gained market share. But Diess says it can't keep up its current pace.
China is becoming more and more of a car technology powerhouse. It's a big driver behind new technology, like electric cars, autonomous driving, and connected cars. That's why we plan to focus our development more towards China, and specifically expand our capacity in these areas.
Gerade in diesen Eigenschaften werden wir deutlich Kapazitäten in China aufbauen.
That means VW, just like BMW and Daimler, will have to invest billions in China to stay in the game. More than ever before, German car manufacturers want to develop new technologies and cars directly in China. But they say this won't come at the expense of their plants in Germany. What's clear is that Chinese companies are leading the charge over Western manufacturers when it comes to new car technology. The era of cheap Chinese car imports is over. NIO began manufacturing its luxury electric SUVs last year in a factory in the city of Hefei, roughly 500 kilometers west of Shanghai. The plant, run jointly with state automobile producer JAC Motors, is on par with European manufacturers. Cars are put together by robots, using machines made in Germany and Switzerland. Small trolleys glide silently through the gigantic space, carrying car doors and body panels.
This is exciting. This here is a full aluminum chassis.
That's Jochen Knecht from the German magazine Auto Motor Sport. He points to the half-finished car frame and looks impressed.
The Audis have this schon vor vielen Jahren gebaut, aber dass man das.
We have these in Germany too, Audi began making them years ago, but they're expensive to produce and a lot of work. They're probably doing it this way to be a bit fancy, to make a premium car. But whether that helps with justifying the cost and making it more efficient is another question. It's really quite elaborate.
China's car manufacturers have caught up in terms of quality and production standards. Many experts say Chinese companies have even surpassed traditional manufacturers with their newest generation of vehicles. Paul Gong, an automobile analyst with the bank UBS in Hong Kong, gives Rouway as an example.
Let's compare Rouway's new car with the Mercedes EQC electric car. Even though Rouway's battery is smaller by a third, it still gets 90% of the mileage of the Mercedes. That's excellent, and it means Rouway can produce something of similar quality to Mercedes, but for less money.
Gong has already driven a Mercedes EQC and was generally satisfied with the ride, but he's still a little surprised at how unwilling the Germans seem to be to break away from tradition.
They used nearly all the operating controls and buttons from the traditional Mercedes models. So we're talking about an e-car with traditional cockpit elements. And then there's the car's software. You can't even update it online.
Whether drivers in Germany care about where and how the software is updated is unclear. But not so in China. Consumers here have gotten used to faster product cycles in all areas of life. Having the latest piece of technology is part of the lifestyle in China, and car manufacturers are expected to keep up. NIO's electric SUV has been on the road since mid-2018 and has answered to this lifestyle need. The developers are especially proud of the built-in speech-activated assistant called Nomi.
Hi, Nomi.
Hey.
明天在上海天气怎么样？上海明天阴转小雨。
Nomi can answer questions about the weather or pollution levels, or find the best route to your destination. It can also help adjust certain in-car controls. Katie Dam, who works at NIO, calls Nomi a digital passenger with artificial intelligence.
Nomi is our in-car artificial intelligence.
What does it do?
She's able to do everything from select music to roll the windows down, basically acts as your companion within the vehicle.
German car manufacturers have also begun using similar technology in their newer models. But experts say the Chinese models are more advanced and more intuitive. Part of the reason is that Byton, NIO, and other startups are closely connected with China's major online and tech companies. The country's biggest internet company, Tencent, for example, is one of Byton and NIO's most important investors. Tech firms like Xiaomi and Baidu provide software and other equipment. The startup founders and managers also have personal ties with the companies, making cooperation easy. For German companies, getting access to China's high-tech firms is more difficult. But VW boss Herbert Diess says they've seen the way things are headed.
Connected cars will be increasingly comparable to smartphones. The tech firms over here have developed a good model for cooperation. Unfortunately, we don't have these types of firms in Europe. If we're looking to collaborate, our options are the US West Coast or China. We're already strong in China, and so we're planning to dramatically strengthen our presence here for that reason.
One thing VW, BMW, and Daimler have that these Chinese companies don't is decades of experience when it comes to developing new cars and international distribution. But the Chinese producers are rather indifferent about this advantage. They don't want to imitate the auto giants. They want to forge a new path. The Chinese state and party leadership see e-mobility, connectivity, and automated driving as a chance not only to be part of the game, but also to be there from the very beginning. Accordingly, startups are getting billions from tech companies with close ties to the government, along with sovereign wealth funds. Byton co-founder Daniel Kirchert says Chinese leaders are also giving them other forms of support.
Unser Werk in Nanjing ist natürlich ein Gemeinschaftsprojekt mit der Regierung von Nanjing.
Our plant in Nanjing works in cooperation with the local government. We receive support in several areas, from loans that are backed and guaranteed by the government to access to land and other resources. They also help us navigate the bureaucracy so we can progress as quickly as possible. This is such an important factor and probably also one of the reasons why we are in China.
Whether all of China's electric car startups will survive remains to be seen. It's possible that some will merge, but they're already setting one trend: the influence of internet and tech companies on the future of cars. In China, these companies are Tencent, Baidu, Huawei, and Alibaba. Bill Russo says China's tech branch sees huge opportunities in the field.
They don't have any interest in becoming car companies. They want to be the company that does business with people when they're in the car. And the two things that we do every day with absolute certainty that all of these companies invest in is we eat and we move around. So selling you food and selling you mobility as a service is a way to capture the maximum addressable market size, which in China is 1 billion or more people.
DW.